It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
We are live from D.C., and I have a special guest in our studios. These guys are iconic in the bluegrass world of music. You're going to enjoy today's show, Old Crow Medicine Show, here on the road for a brand new album. They stop by and they talk to us, and they'll perform as well. Old Crow Medicine Show, here on today's Border Crossings.
Down in Utah, Alabama, in 1965, a young man about 21, no different than you or I. He's catching catfish and getting drunk, but Uncle Sam called. He called him up, send him out to Vietnam. That young man got his life turned upside down, turned his smile into a frown, dropped that king of his crown for an ideal he didn't even know about. He was gambling at the wagon when that army man showed up, and he flashed that pen and paper, and old Fluky, he signed up. It's gonna be a big time in the jungle, gonna be a firefight, gonna be a rumble. Send me out to Vietnam, I'll fight 10 men. I got nothing left in the States for me. I want to see the world, you see. I know that Uncle Sam needs me to fight for an ideal I know nothing about. Dusty, and the drill sergeant was loud, and he could not see the corpses for the raging dust cloud. Grab your duffel bags, head to the checkpoint. Welcome to Vietnam, boys. You're in for a hell of a fight. Take it from the ones who know. The army moves slow. Hurry up and wait. Don't sleep late. Learn to hate your brother before you hate your foe. On patrol out in the rice fields, them choppers flew low, glancing up for the hand signal to tell you where to go. Then the bomb started falling, and they pounded his brain, and he thought about Utah, and who was to blame for sending him to Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Great to have you. Today is a very special show. They're on tour for a brand new album, album number 10 for Old Crow Medicine Show. They're in our studios, and we'd like to welcome the guys to D.C. It's great to have you guys here.
Thanks. It's great to be on Voice of America.
Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on, I believe this is your 20th year.
Well, coming up on it, we formed in the fall of 1998, so we're just shy of that 20-year mark.
And you guys sang on the streets, originally on the street corners. Busking, I guess, is the official word for it.
Yeah,
but you
we
guys
started were... as a street corner busking band, playing for the hat, playing for nickels and dimes all across North America.
Doc Watson caught you in front of a drugstore.
Yeah, now some of your listeners might not know Doc Watson, but he's a very iconic American musician, a blind guitar player from Deep Gap, North Carolina, who really brought a very primitive form of American folk music back to popular consciousness in the 1960s after it was under serious decline and a risk that it would have gone away forever. Doc Watson and a handful of other American musicians really preserved this very rich cultural fabric of American folk song from the Southern Appalachians.
Can you introduce us to everybody in the band?
Love to.
We've got a whole family here.
Well, I'm going to start over here on my left on the fiddle from Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, Chance McCoy. My name is Ketch Secor. I'm from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. From San Antonio, Texas, on the guitar here is Critter Fuquay. This is Corey Yance from Nashville, Tennessee, on the mandolin. On the doghouse bass, that's the big up right here from Chattanooga, that's Morgan Janig. And Mr. Kevin Hayes from Boston, Mass, on the six-string git joe. Let's hear what it sounds like, fellas.
Yeah! There we all are! present and accounted for.
What do you say, Larry?
Now you put the band together, Ketch. I mean, you were the
original
founding.
Well, I would say it was a great and powerful spirit that brought the band together and sewed us all over with a thread of divinity.
Mm. But a couple of you were met in school when you were like little kids.
I guess. Well, Critter and I, we met in the seventh grade. We were doing a sketch about piracy.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet. Now, how did you come up with the name Old Crow Medicine Show?
I was coming back from a job in another profession, washing dishes, when it occurred to me that I didn't want to be washing dishes no more. And so I thought I better come up with a good band name, something catchy, something that sounds sort of faintly old-timey or vaudevillian. The kind of music that we play, we call American roots music. Mm-hmm. And American roots music stretches into a lot of different cultural places, but primarily this is the music. This is the music in which the fiddle meets the banjo. Mm-hmm. So the American violin roots, the fiddle, tend to be from the British Isles, and the banjo's roots are from West Africa. Mm-hmm. So country music, as you know it today, and American roots music is really from that kind of big bang in which the African banjo meets the Gaelic fiddle here on the shores of North America in the 18th century. So this is the banjo was brought over by American slaves who built banjos when they came here based on the West African style of banjo, a gourd banjo, a little different than what you'd see here. Mm-hmm. And they found this great cross-pollination. Even though there was a heavy cost to pay, there was an artistic merit that came out of these hard times in American history.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get interested in Americana music? I mean, growing up, your influence, obviously I see Bob Dylan is a major influence, but beyond that, I mean, what made you decide this was the direction you wanted to pursue?
Well, we sure each one of us had a kind of entertainer streak in us. You know, if you've got it in your blood and you got to be on the stage, whether it's as a tap dancer or as a ballerina, whatever you're into, we just happened to find traditional American music. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that caught us on fire. We've played music all around the country, and we are members of a really wonderful radio broadcast that you can listen to around the world called the Grand Ole Opry. The Grand Ole Opry is America's longest continually running radio broadcast. It's on every Friday and Saturday night broadcast from our hometown of Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a variety show. And you can listen to it on the internet around the globe, and many people do.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only is Nashville known as Music City, but of course the hockey team's doing well, and everybody's been paying attention to your hockey team in Nashville.
Go Predators!
There you go. There you go. Old Crow Medicine Show. On our show today, we're going to ask if you guys would do a little song for us, a number.
Let's play one. Here's one off of our brand new record. It's called 50 Years of Blonde on Blonde. Our track is called, obviously, Five Believers. I'm calling you to please come home. See, I can't make it without you if it didn't feel so all alone. Don't let me down, don't let me down. I won't let you down, I won't let you down. No, I won't. See, I can if you can, honey. But honey, please don't. Now listen here, I got my black car back here. My black dog barking, ooh, yes it is now, oh, 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 yes it is now, right outside my yard, let's hear that dog bark, son, I can tell you what he wants, if it didn't have to drive so high, now play that fiddle on the boys of America. Listen here, your mama's working, your mama's moaning, she's crying, you know, she's crying, you know, you better go now.
can tell you what she wants, but I just don't know how. Now, 15 jugglers, 15 jugglers, 5 believers, 5 believers, all dressed like men. Tell your mama not to worry, 'cause they're just my friends. Here come all my friends, get on.
Medicine Show live on the Voice of America. You guys sound great. I'm telling you that, you know, you say that you want to have the energy of Nirvana. That's what I've read a few times. And oh, you guys, you really put it out there. You lay it all out.
Larry, I don't know what time it is in Nigeria, but here in Washington, D.C., it's bright and early. So that is that's a real hot shot of coffee right there. That's quite the elixir to hit that tune at this hour. But we're really excited to be reaching this audience. We've never been on this broadcast before and are learning so much about it. This is so exciting. 75 years you all have been broadcasting?
75 years, 100 countries, and
amazing.
270 million people around the world.
Whoa.
Right now, meeting the Old Crow Medicine Show.
Wow, that's really exciting. Howdy, everybody. We're now, the Old Crows from Nashville, Tennessee.
Ketch is an interesting name. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've asked your parents, what was the story behind the name Ketch?
What gives, Mom?
What gives, Mom? What'd she tell you?
She said that it was a family name and that I was stuck with it. It's a verb, but for me, it's a proper pronoun.
You guys are something else. 50 years of Blonde on Blonde. Okay, so why did you decide that this was the album you guys wanted to bring back to life? An album originally done by Bob Dylan in the 60s, 66. And you guys say, hey, okay, let's do our tribute to Bob Dylan.
Well, it was an exciting opportunity to celebrate this milestone. 50 years ago, Bob Dylan came to our hometown in Nashville, Tennessee, and made and recorded pop music's very first double album. So before the White Album, many other records that would have been that you would think are the first double record. This was the first double record. It was made in Nashville by Nashville studio musicians. And Nashville's scope of musical output was pretty narrow before this. They certainly weren't making rock records, and particularly the kind of avant-garde record that Bob made there with songs that include 15-verse tunes that go on for, you know, 14 minutes long with no chorus and jumbled and almost like disembodied poetry or really indebted to Lawrence Ferlinghetti or great American poets of the era like Allen Ginsberg, Kerouac. You know, this is it's a really bold statement for Nashville, which was not really a very progressive town up at that point. But by coming to Nashville, Bob swung the gates wide open, thus leaving a crack wide enough for Old Crow to slip through, because we're not very standard fare in Nashville either. If you're out there and wherever you're tuned in from, if you were able to listen to a broadcast of American country music, unless it was a classic station or music from 30, 40 years ago, you're generally going to hear something that's called country music that sounds nothing like what we do. Country music has had its real commercial fare. It sort of sounds like that underbed you just played. Right? Am I wrong about that? Somebody else chime in here.
We've got a new bed now. Thank you, Ketch. I appreciate that. We'll be using that from now.
Have at it, man.
So you guys have met Bob Dylan, worked with Bob Dylan before?
No, we never met the guy.
But you met his son. I read somewhere that you and Jacob Dylan had connected.
Yeah, we've connected with Jacob. We've worked extensively with Bob's management through this project. We've heard word that Bob likes the band, but not from his lips.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're true to your passion, because obviously you're not, you know, as you said, the country music charts are very different, although you guys have won 2 Grammys. But it must be very difficult to get, you know, onto the country music charts. You want a number one song, you know, bluegrass, folk, Americana. It's pretty hard to get a number one song on the charts. But I think if anybody can do it, you guys can do it.
We don't need them.
Need them. All right.
We tried to play ball, but we realized we don't need to play ball with those guys because we got our own really cool ballpark.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You carved your own niche, and people really love what you're doing.
We tried to bridge it with a video once, and it just didn't work. And it's great. I mean, there are kind of two worlds in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think of us as really good barbecue. It's really low and slow, and it's going to be there after the, you know, the Cheetos are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that. Are you guys?
You can take that to the bank.
Are you guys touring internationally or just
a little bit? Yeah, not heavily internationally. We've played heavily internationally, but on this tour we will be in Scotland, England, and Holland, all within the next 30 or 40 or 50 days.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten to go to some of the far-flung places that your broadcast reaches.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're here and we're meeting some of you all for the first time, invite us to your nations. Come listen to Old Crow Medicine Show all around the world. Have us over. We'll bring barbecue, low and slow. You bring the Cheetos.
How do the international audience you should play for respond? I mean, it's kind of different. You guys are a novelty to people outside of the United States.
I think at the British Isles, Ireland, Scotland, so much of the fiddle stuff and the ballads come from there. I think they feel a real kinship to bluegrass music. I think not. It doesn't become a novelty on the continent. I think Amsterdam is really eclectic, mm-hmm. is really just smart about their taste in music. Mm-hmm. And everywhere we've gone, they love it. I mean, after the second set, everybody's wasted everywhere, so they're going to love it anyway, you know? I mean, that's kind of what a show is, second
yes.
set, and, like, it's just music, and everybody's having a good time.
And we charted in the United Arab Emirates on the first record.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They must have had some kind of Oasis record shop.
I got a check for 25 cents from the United Arab Emirates into my bank account.
Yeah, well, so you've got a new contract now. Now you're with Columbia, and so this is exciting. I mean, it's kind of like a rebirth for you guys. You know, you did the label you were with before for a number of years, and so this is a new start.
Exciting new kick in the seat, sort of like a catapult ride on Columbia Records. People around the world know Columbia Records. It's synonymous with American artists like Bob Dylan, like Johnny Cash. So many artists have put out records. And Columbia has been in Nashville making records since the mid-1920s. In fact, the first record that Columbia ever put out in Nashville was on our wonderful Negro spiritual singing group called the Fisk Jubilee Singers. And Fisk University is America's first historically black college, started in 1866 by the Freedmen's Bureau. It's a really important part of our culture in Nashville. And the Fisk Jubilee Singers were the first African-American troupe to perform for the president, for the Queen of England, really bringing a tradition of American slave song to the world,
mm-hmm.
Out of Nashville. And that's who Columbia put out. So we feel really in great company with the American roots music that Columbia's been a part of.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're thrilled to have you in our studios. So if you guys would do another song for us, that would
be... Oh, yeah. Let's switch them up. Who's going to pass left and who's going to pass right? I'm going to pass this way. Thanks for the fiddle bow there, Mr. McCoy.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep it entertaining now. All right, a little huck and jive. Is there room on the dance floor for this next number? They're dancing in Nigeria.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
All right, boys, I'm feeling a little jaundiced now, so I'm going to brighten it up with this next little number. Get that thing in tune now. That'll work.
There you go.
One, two, three. Ah! Every that big spring on a sunny day, Michael got left.
wheel, she gonna whip. That's all right, I don't worry. Ashes, dust to dust, show me a woman that a man can trust. Anyway, that's all right, I don't worry, Lord, that'll be a better day. Oh, like my peaches, don't shake my tree. Get out of my orchard, woman, if you please. That's all right, I don't worry. Lord, a battle be a bit. Now play that mandolin, man. How about that? My girl got left me, she's gone away. That's all right, I don't worry. Lord, that'll be a better. That's all right, that's all right, I don't worry. Lord, that'll be a better day.
Old Crow Medicine Show. Live on the Voice of America. So the tour that you're doing right now, you do all the songs from the album Blonde on Blonde. Is that correct?
Yes, we're playing all the songs off of Blonde on Blonde.
So that's kind of a unique concept, I guess. That's something kind of recent that to do a whole album as your tour.
It's kind of a curveball for the audience, but here we're coming up on 20 years, and it's time to throw a curveball.
It was either Dark Side of the Moon or Blonde on Blonde. It was real toss-up.
But you guys, you know, having fun selling out everywhere you go. I mean, and you're regulars in D.C. I mean, I see that you've been here a number of times before in this particular market. Have you played at the White House before?
No, we have not played at the White House.
Well, we'll see if we can get you in.
Yeah, see if you can do that. That'd be fun.
Get you an invitation. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, find out where you're touring, write you, check you out on the social media sites, where would they go?
Well, we've got a website called crowmedicine.com. You can take a look at that or buy our record on at your local independent record store. Wherever you're shopping for records, you can find our records there. We did want to say a special howdy to all of our U.S. servicemen and women listening out there. We're particularly proud to have fans in military families around the world. We live right by Fort Campbell, so if you are out and abroad and you're missing your bluegrass fields of Kentucky, know that we're thinking about you guys, you men and women, and we hope that you come home safe and soon.
Mm. Have you done any of the USO tours?
No, but you tell them. You tell them to have us.
All right. I'll put that on the list.
Because we'd love to get those flak jackets on and head in country, man. Bring those fiddles and banjos.
Well, you know, the new album is doing well. It just came out not too long ago, I guess a couple weeks ago. So congratulations on that and the tour that's going on. We're going to ask if you do another song for us.
It'd be a great pleasure to.
What's the name
of
this song?
They're hearing us all around the world right now on The Voice of America. And I can't think of a more American statement than this next little number. This one's called Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel. South to the land of the pine, thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road, I pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. Well, I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. All right, so rock me, mama, a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. In New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. Babe, I play the guitar, I pick a banjo now. All of them North Country winners been getting to me. I lost my money playing poker, so I had to Emily. But I ain't turning back to live that old life no more. No, 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 no. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Of America.
The Old Crow Medicine Show, Wagon Wheel. What a great song. Sold over a million copies. You guys won 2 Grammy Awards. That must be, I mean, highlights. What's been the highlight for you so far?
Probably the Rockingham County Fair in Virginia.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. But I know you've been on the road with, you performed with John Mellencamp and you did a Woody Guthrie show and Charlie Pride and quite a few others. So,
yeah, we've gotten to be around a lot of our heroes.
Willie Nelson.
Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton. We got to sit in Neil Young's car.
Really?
Yeah, man, what a ride. Cowboy Jack, so many. But every day it seems like this band has a new high watermark, mm-hmm. And I think it's particularly exciting knowing that we're reaching so many people right now all around the world. Mm-hmm. They get to share this music with them, share a little bit of our story with them, and help them understand what we're doing over here in the United States of America. That this stuff, this fiddle and this banjo stuff, this is it. This, you all gave us these things. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that turned it into rock and roll. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't have done it without the pioneering efforts of the great gifts that were brought to these shores.
And you had, in past interviews, I've watched you refer to the music as old time. You said that earlier, which is, you know, I mean, that's exactly what this is. You took it and you gave it new life, and that's great. I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about Old Crow Medicine Show, is that you keep this music alive and you keep it compelling and entertaining. And so on behalf of the worldwide audience, thank you.
Yeah, Larry, thank you.
For coming in and bringing us this great music, 50 Years of Blonde on Blonde. And, I mean, favorite songs, favorite music for you guys that you like to listen to if you're not listening to your own stuff? What are you guys listening to?
What are you into these days, Critter?
I've been a heavy metal fan since fifth grade.
Really?
That's pretty much all I listen to. You know, I don't, yeah. I think currently I have a band on my, called Unleash the Archers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. It's brutal.
How about you, Corey? What do you got cranked up at home on your bass boat?
6:50 a.m. always, bud. The Grand Ole Opry Station.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, you know me.
It's true.
How many times have you been on the Grand Ole Opry? I know you got inducted to the Grand Ole Opry in 2012 or something, but how many?
Well, they you got to play it 10 times a year if you remember. That's the law.
Okay.
Or else they come and find you. They I think we've done it 90 or 100 times.
Wow.
It's a really wonderful broadcast. So it's been coming up close to 100 years now since they've been in business. I think 91 years now that they've been this long-running radio show. And, you know, there's something about radio and live music that I don't think that any technology is ever going to get more impressive than radio and live music.
Oh, great to hear you say that.
Oh, I really believe that. I mean, you turn it on, and then suddenly there you are in the car in Islamabad at that red light by that halal place. And here we are in your ear, man. Internet can't do that.
Oh, my God.
Try that, Internet.
The thermos is a pretty good invention.
Thermos is amazing.
That's my favorite joke.
Why? What is your favorite?
Let's hear it.
A thermos keeps hot things hot and cold things cold.
Mm-hmm.
But how do it know?
Oh, old Crow Medicine Show. You guys are great. You had some music in a movie, too, Transamerica. I mean, is that something you want to do more of, hope to do more of in the future?
I mean, we had our music in a movie one time about 18 years ago, so it's not. It has
not the
been,
top of your list.
They haven't come knocking that much. So you tell them
they should. They
Voice
should.
Of America listeners, those of you all around the world who are watching American films and television, and you're wondering why the music is so tame and and weak and uninspired, you let your programmers know. Get some old Crow on TV and on film. Wouldn't that sell a lot more flapjacks?
One of the things you said was you write songs that are old stolen melodies. What does that mean?
Well, we're borrowing so much from a really rich body of American music that I'm under the impression that there's really no new and original, purely original thought in music. It's all been done. It's all begged, borrowed, and stolen. Even Bob Dylan was stealing from the greats. So when we write new music, we're happy to leave that sort of footprint in the sand to let you know where it came from. You know, if we're taking a lick from a 1920s jug band out of Memphis, we want to let you know that you can go hear this record. You can have a little taste of it. It's really wonderful getting to explore this really deep body of American music because I'm constantly learning something, and I'm really surprised by it, too. You know, you might think country music is one thing, but, man, country music is myriad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are great at what you do, and people around the world, I'm sure, are thrilled to hear you on The Voice of America and see you on VOA television and meet you for the first time, if this is the first time for some of them.
Yeah.
If people want to reach out to you guys, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you could send us an email at our website.
Which is?
It's crowmedicine.com, or you could write us a letter. We're at Box 60408, Nashville, Tennessee, USA, 37206.
And invite them to perform.
Yeah, and so you let your consulates know. You want the old Crows. You want us in a big way. You know we're going to bring the barbecue. And should we close on a tune?
Yeah, oh, I'd love that. That
All right,
would be
let's
great
just
if
play a little
that.
Instrumental number, shall
oh,
we, boys?
Oh, thank you. All right, thank you.
What
old
you
Crow
feeling?
Medicine Show.
How about a little
surprises here.
I like that old Joe. How about that one?
Old Joe.
Here we go now. Woo!
Nashville, Tennessee. On the guitar, Mr. Chance McCoy. On the banjo, Critter Fuquay. On the mandolin, Corey Yons. On the six-string guitar, that's Kevin Paul Hayes. And on the doghouse bass, Mr. Morgan Janet.
Thank you, guys. Old Crow Medicine Show, and it's 50 years of Blonde on Blonde. And thank you guys for joining us on The Voice of America. My name's Larry London. You're watching VOA Television. Crossings and Michael Jackson by request for Judy Queen. And thank you, Judy Queen, for making that request. That's called Beat It here on Border Crossings. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. You can give us a call and make a request for the last 15 minutes of the show. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And thank you so much for checking out the program. Again, thank you to Old Crow Medicine Show for joining us on the program today. A lot of fun. Those guys are wild, and they're on tour right now. And, you know, pick up the new album, 50 Years of Blonde on Blonde. Sounds like a great album. And, of course, it's a tribute to Bob Dylan, one of the greats. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. We got another request. This is from Salamawit Workne. And this is the new song from Selena Gomez. This is called Bad Liar on Border Crossings. We'll do our CD giveaway in just a couple of minutes. The Now 62 CD giveaway. Stand by. Border Crossings.
I was walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh, wait, that's someone I saw. Trying to play a coy, trying to make it disappear. But just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. In my room, there's a king-size space, big than it used to be. If you want, you can rent that place. Call me an amenity. Even if it's in my dreams. Ooh, you're taking up a fraction of my mind. Ooh, every time I watch you slipping tight. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to think about you. No, 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 not to think about you. Oh, no, 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 I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to give in to you. On fire, guess I'm a bad liar. I see how your tension builds. It's like looking in a mirror. Your touch like a happy pill, but still all we do is fear. What could possibly happen next? Can we focus on the love? Paint my kiss across your chest. If you're the art, I'll be the brush. Ooh, you're taking up a fraction of my mind. Slipping tight. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to think I'll tell you. No, 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 not to think I'll tell you. Oh, no, 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 I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to give in to you. On fire, guess I'm a bad liar. And oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. Oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. I'm a bad liar.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song.
Crossings, and that is Rachel Platten's Fight Song, and that's a request from Aditha Pratika for a good friend and her sister from Ireland, Emmer Kelly. So thank you very much, Aditha Pratika, for listening to Border Crossings in Tamil Nadu, India. Namaste to all of our good friends in India. Mohammed Abu Zaid is with us. Mubarak Lemonade Parvez, we heard from Lily Ando. Thank you, everyone, for checking in. Also on the Facebook page, I got messages from Anthony Roberts, McDalowit Minale. I heard from Kelvin Quessy and Cave Mad, Lily Ando, Brian Cabasso. A lot of people checking in. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. After this song, we will give away the Now 62 CD. So here's a song request from Ayasu Demisu, who's in Ethiopia, listening to Shegar FM 102.1. And this is Boys to Men, End of the Road on Border Crossings.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my heart?
Together forever, you and I.
You can love me again, again.
Border Crossings, and from Philadelphia, PA, it is Boyz II Men, End of the Road. What a great, great song. Love that song, and thank you so much for all the requests and dedications. Ilasu Dimisu requested that song. Boyz II Men are so popular at home in Philadelphia, the city council there is going to name a street Boyz II Men Boulevard. And it was another popular street there. Broad Street is being changed to Boyz II Men Boulevard in Philadelphia. And Boyz II Men are on tour this summer with Paula Abdul and New Kids on the Block. My name's Larry London. Time now for our CD giveaway. We've got the Now 62 compilation CD to find some lucky listener to take ownership of. We've got a couple copies left for the rest of this week. And today, our lucky listener is Cletus Clarks in Ghana. Congratulations, Cletus Clarks of Ghana. You have just won the Now 62 CD, courtesy of Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I thank you so much for listening. And again, a thank you to Old Crow Medicine Show and to all the guys and gals working at Columbia Records, Sony Music in Nashville, Tennessee. What a great group of folks, and thank you for bringing us the Old Crow Medicine Show and an opportunity to hear some great Americana, new folk, new age folk, they call it, kind of music. Bluegrass, loved it. A lot of fun. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and I thank you for tuning in. I'm Larry London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more great music to play, more guests coming up this week, and more CD giveaways. All of that's happening right here on Border Crossings. Before I go, our thoughts and prayers out to everybody who was in attendance at the Ariana Grande concert last night in Manchester, where some nut person set off a bomb, took the lives of about 22 different people. Many people are in the hospital. Thoughts and prayers out to them. Tune into voanews.com for all the latest updates on that. But thoughts and prayers out to everybody at the arena in Manchester and downtown London on your losses, and hopefully everybody heals that was injured. Thank you very much for tuning in. See you tomorrow on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
But you know what we need?